The state has expedited the process by the Department of Environmental Conservation no longer requiring permits for spraying. The borough's assembly had already passed a resolution on the issue, which was sent to the governor's office. However, Governor Sean Parnell, in a visit to Petersburg this month, said he was unaware of residents' concerns.
I can't say that I've heard that concern specifically from Southeast residents.
The borough's assembly at their last meeting voted to draft an ordinance to send a stronger message. At the meeting, the assembly looked at an ordinance that Skagway passed, which would limit the applications of pesticides and herbicides within the Skagway borough that are not state lands. Assemblymember Nancy Strand brought the issue to the assembly. She said they could use Skagway's ordinance as a model for drafting their own.
We may not be able to have any say over what the state does on their property in our borough, but we could at least require them to notify us when they're spraying.
Several members of the public spoke in favor of the borough taking action against spraying. Kuprinoff resident and commercial fisherman Joe Sebastian.
I strongly oppose this state action on the herbicide spraying of the roadways and the vegetation. I think it's important for the borough to find alternative options and be able to estimate the costs of these options of this vegetation removal in order to present this to the state.
Sebastian said if the state won't listen, perhaps other municipalities in the region could join forces in a class action lawsuit against the state.
I think really this is a kind of thing that a borough needs to stand up against.
Suzanne Wood supported the borough coming up with a similar ordinance to Skagway's, calling it a public safety issue and an environmental issue. She explained to the assembly that she lives out the road on the water side of Mitkoff Highway, and they use the water that passes by there from the other side of the road.
So that would possibly incur spraying on both sides of the highway. And we berry pick and we use the water that comes from the hillside. In the summer, it's used for our vegetable garden.
I've always been very concerned about herbicides and pesticides.
Borough resident Karen McCullough.
I was married to an Agent Orange veteran who is now deceased. The veterans didn't know what was being dumped on them. They got the effects after, and they're living with it still. We are more aware now, and I would urge a very strong stand by the borough.
Resident Mike Stainbrook thought Skagway's ordinance was a way to protect the fish and the people.
I read their ordinance and I feel that Skagway's desire to protect their quality of life and the health of its citizens, its animals, and its ecosystem, as well as mentioning watershed, is as important in Skagway as it is to us here.
In the end, the Borough Assembly directed Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht to draft an ordinance that includes local specifics. Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger.
I don't think we can be strong enough in our response to that. As was pointed out tonight, this is drinking water. This is places where kids and grandkids play. And we can put any coating on it we want, but we're really talking about spraying poisons into our groundwater right off the road where people are walking their dogs. And I think the state needs to know in uncertain terms how we as a community feel about that. Even if that means we have to repeat ourselves multiple times, I'm comfortable with that.
The next Borough Assembly meeting is Monday at noon. For KFSK, I'm Angela Denning.